do a review on Lekutei Sichas and Chelek Yud Zayin, the third Sicha from the Parshas Vayikra. This is a Rashi Sicha in which the Rebbe explains specifically the Rashi with several questions and answers, and also the Rebbe brings out a beautiful Yena Shel Torah, how one needs to deal with anger and how to turn around eventually the anger into Avodas Hashem. So look inside. Vayikra Gimel Aleph. So here the Pasuk says, and this is talking about a bird that is brought as a korban oilo. So the Torah talks about in beginning of Vayikra, in the beginning of the Chumash, in the first Sedra, the first Parsha talks about the korban oilo. So it talks about min habehema, and then the Pasuk says if it's from the oif. What does the Pasuk say? In Pasuk, the Pasuk says, V'ikrivoi akoyen el hamizbeach. So the person that brings the oila bird as an oila offering, so the koyen brings it to the mizbeach, umolak es roisha, and he does melike for the head from the back of the neck of the bird, does melike, kills the bird that way, and v'hikdera mizbecha, and then you offer it on the mizbecha. And the pasuk says, "V'nimtzo domoy al kir hamizbeach." The blood of the bird is going to be squeezed out on the wall of the mizbeach. That's the pasuk. What exactly does "V'nimtzo domoy" mean? Is Rashi ma'itik from pasuk deverter "V'nimtzo domoy"? So Rashi quotes from the verse these words, "V'nimtzo domoy." And Rashi explains it, that the Loshen Nimtza is Loshen Mitz Apayim. Mitz Apayim means the juice, the squeezed out of the face. The Pasuk over there in Mishli talks about various different mitz, the mitz of Cholov, the juice of the Cholov. It'll be the squeezed out of the cholov will be the chema, and so on. And then the pasuk, we'll see the Rebbe bring down the pasuk later on. And the mitz apayim is riv, basically that what comes out from the anger, what's squeezed out of anger, makes argument, makes fights. That's the mitz apayim. But the word mitz apayim means what's squeezed out from the anger that's in the face, in the nose, when a person gets angry. So what's squeezed out of it is a machloikis. So the word mitz means squeezed out. Or there's another pasuk that says ki ofas hamatz. Of there is talking about that the cattle that he had, and they would squish out wealthy. It would be wealthy because they would produce a lot of milk, a lot of squeezed out. So the pasuk says, "Ki ofas hamatz," that which was squeezed out, is gone, is no longer there, which means he lost his wealth. And we will see all this will be explained. The Rebbe will bring on the psukim later on. So Rashi brings two psukim, the word mitz apayim and the word ofas hamatz, and explains that that is what it means, nimtzo domoy, to squeeze out. And the Rashi says how it's done. Koivesh beis ha-shchito, you squeeze the compartment which he shechts, squeeze the place of the shchito, al kir ha-mizbeach, on the wall of the mizbeach, v'hadam mismatzev v'yoyre, the blood is squeezed out and it descends over there. So the juice of the blood squeezed out descends on the wall of the Mizbeach. That means v'nimtzo domoy. That is the nimtzo domoy kid Mizbeach. But the Rebbe is going to ask now several questions. So what is Rashi basically looks like is coming to tell us what the taitch of v'nimtzo domoy is, that it means that it's squeezed out. But then Rashi goes ahead, not only touches the word from the psukim, but Rashi tells you how it's squeezed out. That seems to be separate, not the same Rashi. Over here, in the heading, it's v'nimtza domei, just the word nimtza domei. But then Rashi goes ahead and says how it's done. So, the Rebbe is going to explain this, ask many questions here, I'm going to explain what's going on over here. So, bepashtus kumt Rashi do obtzu taishen, dem word v'nimtza. Simply, Rashi is coming here to translate what is the meaning of the word v'nimtza. A word v'shteit nit friyer in chumash. This is a word that we have not encountered. It's not stated before in the chumash. Unis b'chlam nit rogel b'toyre. It's not a word that is very common in the Torah. The Rebbe is erem mefarish. Therefore, Rashi explains as dos is loshen mitz apayim ke'ofas hamatz. Over there, like the squeezing out of the face of the anger, ofas hamatz, the squeezed out from the animal, the milking of the animal. So that is the meaning of a matz. Okay, so that's so far so good. But after we verstehen, we need to understand, however, Aleph, was is der kishur von der hasbore gleich noch dem? What is the connection to the explanation that follows immediately? Koyves beis hashchit al kira mizbeach madam is matze v'yodis. That you squeeze the place of the shchita onto the wall of the mizbeach and the blood is squeezed out and descends. Why is that zum Obtach von Wort v'nimtza? Why is that connected to the translation? The word v'nimtza means squeezing out. Was Rashi zogt zei, v'hemshechecha, Rashi gives it one flow. He tells you the taich and then he tells you what you do. L'choyre, ob Rashi is oisun zum befader sein dem eifan ha-mitza. If Rashi is out over here to explain to us how this squeezing was done, he should have set this in another heading. A separate Rashi tells us how it's squeezed out. Number two, why do we need two proofs for the taich of nimtza? Why isn't one enough? Based for vos daf Rashi bring in zwei rayis. Why is it necessary for Rashi to bring two proofs oifum pirush v'nimtza to the meaning of nimtza? Why is Rashi satisfied with one of the two proofs? And then the Rashi could have brought other proofs, and the other proofs are actually recorded earlier in the Chumash. And Rashi brings them also, those who Rashi brings out of order. Gimel. How come Rashi chose to bring specifically these verses? We do find this language of the means squeezing out the nimtza in many places in the Nevi'im Ksuvim. So why did Rashi specifically choose these two places? Dalet. And if we take a look in the Nochmer in Mishli, the source from Banat to bring them Loshen Mitzapayim, in that posik. Over there, there's three mitzvahs over there. Three type, the pasuk uses the lashon of mitz. This mitzvah of this, mitzvah of that. But of Rashi over there brings the translation of the word mitz from vanat bring the lashon mitzapayim. That's where Rashi brings the lashon. Is that Rashi mevayer as the lashon mitz, that the language of mitz is kimoy vayomot tal v'goyim. Over there, it's talking about when the rain, the dew fell on the shearings and they got wet, they got soaked. So then the dew has been squished out from the wool, from the shearings, the goyim. And that's the pasuk, v'shteit friyer in shoftim. This is written earlier in shoftim. That's how Rashi brings that verse to explain the lashon of mitzapayim. So in that case, since the pasuk of mitzapayim, Rashi brings, or the lashon of mitz, Rashi in the pasuk in Mishli, from where he brings mitzapayim, Rashi uses the pasuk over there of shoftim. So why doesn't Rashi go directly to the pasuk of shoftim? Hotoch Rashi dogedav bring in the raif of vayomat stal v'goymer from shoftim. Rashi use that. Bibal number one sees far Mishli that comes before Mishli. And based on Pirushim Mishli, Veisman lit Rashi from Shoftim. According to Rashi, how do we know what the meaning of Shoftim over there, the meaning of Mitz? He uses the pasuk of Shoftim as evidence. So why does Rashi not bring down the source? He brings down the pasuk of Mishle, where in Mishle Rashi brings down the pasuk of Shevet. We should have brought directly Shevet for these two reasons. Hey, in the Gebrach that I assess within these broad proofs that Rashi brings, bring the freer the raya for mitzapayim. So first Rashi brings the proof from the mitzapayim, the squeezed out of the apayim, v'shteit in Mishli, which is in Mishli, which is later, nidam poski efes hamatz, that's what Rashi brings second, v'shteit freer in Yeshaya. So why does Rashi bring the proof from the posik in Mishle before he brings the proof from Yeshaya? Rashi reverses the order the way he brings it from Mishle before Yeshaya. Yeshaya is before Mishle. And then, in the Meshtu Pasuk for Mishle, state Frier, in the first Pasuk of Mishle, it says before, Far Mitzapayim, Tzvei Mol De Loshem Mitz. The word Mitzapayim is two times before that, in that same Pasuk. It says, Mitzchol of Yoytze Chamo. The juice, the squishing of the milk produces, brings out butter. Umitzaf, and the squeezing of the anger of the nose. You squeeze the nose, yoytzi dam, brings out the blood, and then finally it says, umitz apayim of the anger is yoytzi rif. It's the third thing that the pasuk brings there. Rashi brings dafke dem dritten mitz, and Rashi specifically brings the third mitz. Why is that? The Rebbe explains that actually Rashi is coming to tell us over here something else. Rashi is bothered by another part. And that's why these rayas are going to fit specifically the psukim that Rashi brings and what he brings first and what he brings second and why we need two and why he doesn't bring the other ones fits in Rashi's general idea, that which Rashi is coming to teach us over here. Rashi is bothered by the fact that we don't find openly an avoidah of zrikas hadam when it comes to a bird. And while we know when you bring a from the animal over there was an avoidah, you have to sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach. Why don't we find that avoidah? So Rashi wants to say how we do find the avoidah over here, and that this is a specific, not a just by the way it happens, but there's actually a specific avodah of squeezing which brings the blood, as the Rebbe will explain. Let's look inside. Base. The beer, because, so what's the explanation in all this? Rashi kumnit lois optaichin the word v'nimtza. Rashi is not only coming to tell us the translation of the word v'nimtza. Nareich far entveren ashayil was vert do impossible. It's also coming to answer a question that occurs in this verse. V'nimtza and the blood, nimtzo, will be squeezed, is a losh nifal, it will happen. But that means that those vert giton bifuzichalein, as if it happens by itself. So that the blood will sort of run on the mizbeach. That dam vet fuzichalein, oiski kvesh talkir mizbeach. So that the blood on its own sort of gets squeezed out onto the wall of the mizbeach. Durch dem behikter mizbeach, either through, how's it going to happen? Because the pasuk before that says that you're going to shecht it, or you're going to molak, you're going to do malika, through v'iktra mizbecha, through bring on the mizbeach, somehow the blood is going to run down the mizbeach, or through the malika, or maybe through the malika, the blood is going to run down on the mizbeach. So because of this, Rashi has a problem. Isn't it move on? It's not understand. The base for freer, we know from before in the psukim we learned that by korban oilo min abehema, when there was the korban oilo from the animal, when you use an animal, zan faran di avodas, so we have the services of shechita, of shechting it, we have zrikas adam, sprinkling of the blood, ala mizbech, on the mizbech, unaktor, and then the offering it. We also learn out from the pasuk, the Rebbe doesn't bring it down, there's also hiloch is an avodah, but that's learned out from the kabbalah, the halachim, but specifically in the pasuk, we have these three things. We have the shechita, and we have the zrika, and then we have the aktore. Is the shaila avodas shechita v'aktore? So the question becomes, while we do find the work of the shechita and the aktore, gefitmen You find that by the Eilus Oif, that there's a similar thing that you shecht, but you don't shecht the Oif, nor b'mekoyim shechita is b'oif do malika. Instead of shechita, the Oif uses malika. This is the way that you kill the bird, through malika, not through shechita. But you don't find by the Eilus Oif, anavoydah dugmas avoydahs, zrikas adam al mizbech. You don't find similarly to the service of the sprinkling of the blood in the Mizbeach. So that avoid of Zirik is number 5. So the river. No, then we Rashi bring the Rayasif Loshim Venimtso. After Rashi brings the proof from the Nimtso, what the meaning of the word Venimtso, Bavorinter Unizmazbi, that's why Rashi answers now. And he explains as the Nifa from Venimtso that this result that comes, nimtzo, that it's running on the Mizbeach, kum durch an avoido upulas ha'odom, that comes through a work and the act of a person. Unapulam miyachedis, this something specifically happens of it, it's not just that it happens. That koivish, Rashi says, that you squeeze the base, ha'shchit al kira Mizbeach, the shchita, place of the shchita on the wall of the Mizbeach, v'adam mismatzev yoyret, and the blood runs down and descends, runs and descends. Squished out and runs and descends. That avoid of squeezing it is similar to sprinkling on the Mizbeach, so it runs. So here the squeezing is done. So basically, Rashi, once we're learning how the Venimtso Dama, Rashi wants to say, don't think that it happens by itself, because if it happened by itself, then it would not be dissimilar to the Avodas HaKorbanos, which also had Zirikas Adam, a special Avodah of Zirika. Here, this is the Avodah of Zirikas Adam, squeezing the Beis HaShechita against the wall of the Mizbeach. And now we're going to understand why Rashi chooses specifically these two evidence, and why we need two evidence. Gimel, Apizeis, move on. Based on this, it's understood, was Rashi Klaibtois Dirayiz Davke, why Rashi chooses these two proofs specifically from these two verses. Valinzei is mudgesh, because in them it's emphasized as der toichen from v'nimtzo meets over there in these proofs exactly that the v'nimtzo, the meets, the squeezing, is farbunden mit pulos ha'odom kvisha, that is connected with the act of a person of squeezing, and that specifically. Because there's other ways to get out, which is not through squeezing. Over here, we want to say a pool of miyuchedes through squeezing, as the Rebbe explains. From the moment of pasuk in Mishli, in the beginning of the pasuk of Mishli, mitz cholov yoytzi chemo, the juice of the milk brings out butter, or mitz af yoytzi dam, and the mitz of the nose brings out blood. Is nitkein rayel in the dan? That's not evidence for our case, as v'nimtzo, that this that it's coming out is in an oifel from koyvish, that it's in a way that you're squeezing in the beis hashchita, that you're squeezing something to get out. We don't have that from mitz cholov, from mitz yitzchem, mitz av yitzidav. We don't have that evidence. Vorm saichemo from cholov, because both, whether we're talking the butter that comes from milk, or sight dam from af, and also we're talking about blood that comes from the nose, they don't come through an act of squeezing, from kvetchen, to squeeze, nor durch shlogon, they come by beating on, and klappen, and banging. Okay, it's very similar. So, the milk is banged, and you get the butter, the nose is banged and it comes out the blood. But here we're trying to say you squeeze the Beis HaShechita. For that we need the other raya. For that we need the mitzapayim. We'll see in a minute. But the Rebbe adds, first of all, it comes through beating and not through squeezing, the first two things. On top of that, sometimes you don't even need to beat it. It just comes on its own. We say to Amol kumtas v'zichalein, sometimes it comes on its own. Chemo shvimt arif in the mcholov, the butter swims on top of the milk. As gate blut funos, sometimes the blood comes from the nose. Sometimes it comes on its own. As you see, in actuality, sometimes one nose bleeds even without being banged. So that wouldn't prove Rashi's point that Rashi's trying to make here, that you have to squeeze the blood. That's the avodas hazrika that you do. So therefore, the Rebbe brings Rashi them see makos of davke. That's where Rashi brings the end of the verse, mitz apayim yitziriv. The end of the pasuk says the mitz of the apayim is yitziriv. But dort is the mitz of zelf and oifen. Over there, the squeezing is on the same style, same way, bekoivish beis hashchita, that you are squeezing the area of yushachting. When a person squeezes out and expresses into the outside his anger, that result is an argument, is a fight. So that's why Rashi brings that, because over there is you're squeezing out that anger from the inside, comes out to the outside of the fight. So that proves itself. Rashi is not satisfied with that alone. And for their mitzvah apayim, because the squeezing out, when you talk about the anger, is apulanit b'maisa. That's not an act in action. You don't squeeze. There's no physical act of there. Nidva kovish beis hashchita, unlike the squeezing of the area of the shchita, versus an asiyah over there, you're doing it. Rashi also brings the posik of ofas hamatz, that squeezed out is no longer there. But dort main test with Rashi zogdort. Over there it means, as Rashi explained, what is the matz? The matz is talking about the what you squeeze out, the milk from the animal. The milk and the butter that becomes squeezed out from the cattle, the sheep and the cattle. But dos is an asiya. How do you get the milk? You have to squeeze in order to get it out. Und der cholov kumt nid durch hakok yitzbei. It doesn't come by beating up on it. Nor durch kvetche mamish. It comes to squeezing. So this is evidence to Rashi that Rashi is trying to say over here that you got to squeeze it. Aber die raya for geofes hamatz alein is echmit ginok. So why doesn't Rashi just bring that? That's not sufficient. Also not just to bring that proof. Because over there, we don't know that it's the act of squeezing that is called the matz. Maybe it's the act of has been squished out. One can learn as the word matz is not madgish the pulos hamitzus gufa. The word matz does not emphasize that there is an act of squeezing itself. It's describing oifun oisher. It describes the chovet from the tzoynu bakar, the wealth and the glory that you have when you have the sheep and the cattle. Versus apoil yoitze, that is that's a result from them. Versus from zay moitze tzchalav v'chelva. Since mats they are squeezed out, chalav v'chelva, but it's not the act of the squeezing is, but it represents the description that is being squeezed out from it. Rashi taich dort, as Rashi taich dort, Rashi translates over there, hamitz shelcho, what does it mean, your mitz? Ashecho v'kvoidecho, shehoi lecho, al yidei tzoyncho b'korach, your wealth and your glory, that there was to you through the sheep and the cattle, sh'at mitzatzta mehem chol v'chemo, from which you have squeezed out the chol v'chemo. So it's talking about that you have squeezed out, not the act of squeezing. When the Rebbe, the Rashi brings in Oich, the Rashi brings also, and very first to mention, the Raya for Mitzapai. The squeezing of the anger of the face, for Mitz made Mamish the pool of Kvetchen, that it means actual squeezing. But since it's not a squeezing in the manner of act, it's just a spiritual kind of squeezing of the anger. So therefore, Rashi brings also the other pasuk. So we need them both together. Now, Rebbe is going to explain now why does Rashi bring the very first pasuk in Shoftim that Rashi uses as evidence. And Rebbe is going to explain that the word from Shoftim Rashi can use in the pasuk mitz to explain all three mitzvahs that the pasuk mentions there. But by us, to bring out the point that we're trying to bring, we have to dafke bring this pasuk. We can't bring the pasuk of Vayomat Stah. Those was Rashi bringing in the Raya from Shaftim. This that Rashi does not bring the proof from the pasuk in Shaftim by Yomat Stal Min Hagiza. He squeezed the dew from the shearing. Was Izanasiya over there? It's actually a doing. It's an action. So Rabbi says, look in that pasuk. In the same pasuk dort in Shaftim, in the same pasuk in Shaftim, Fardi Verter Vayomat Stal Goimer. Before it says that you squeezed the dew, etc. State Vayozer Es Hagiza. What does it mean Vayozer Es Hagiza? So Rashi teaches that he squeezed the Giza. So was meant as Erotki kvetched the Giza, that means he squeezed the Giza. But Rashi zogt dort loshon michpash. Rashi says Vayozer means that he squeezed. So it says already he squeezed. So what does it mean then when it says Vayomots? Move on. Since it was already squeezed, so it's understood as Vayomots tal goimer. Was is given of them that followed that the dew was squeezed, but sitzich nitzu the pulos akvisha. It's not talking about the actual squeezing, fun of uninder giza asp of the wool itself because it was already done. Nor to the yitzias atal. So bayomot stal means the tal squeezed out from the giza. But the pasuk is mesayim bayomot stal min agiza lo yasef l'mayim. How much dew there was there that was squashed out, the result that came out from the Giza was a full bucket of water. I mean, that's how much it was. But it does not represent the actual squeezing, but actually it says is what was squeezed, the amount was squeezed. That's why it's not a specific, an accurate example for our case. For the venim tzedome by us, the squeezing of the dam kum madgizayn the pula from koyfish beis hashchita by us, it's coming to emphasize the act of squeezing the area the beis hashchita. So, how come Rashi brings this pasuk of shayftim in Mishli? Mashenkin in Mishli, but Rashi kum nefarzayn dem tzad hashava. Over there, Rashi is coming to explain the common denominator for the aled rayinyon from the all three matters that are mentioned, but the pasuk zokt mitz chol of goimer this quish of the milk and mitz af and the quish of the anger of the blood of the nose, u mitz apayim and the quish af from the anger goimer, but thus is not in them oifen hapuul in them cholov. That's not how the act of squeezing of the cholov is, and it's also not un af un apayim and the anger and the nose and the anger of these three things the pasuk. But ma'adrabis is by yedrin funzei, each one it comes out through a different way. Durchanander sort pula kinal siv gimel, as we said before, siv gimel comes through different ways. It comes through banging or on its own. So it's a different. So we're trying to bring one proof for all of them. Now those verses b'shove in aladrai. So here, what we want to bring a proof, what is equal in all three mitzvahs, is the titzah from the pula. So we're not talking about the act is different, how you get the mitz, but the result is that you get a mitz. The pula was yoytzider mitz, the whatever that, the act that brings about the mitz to squish out. So therefore, Rashi brings them, then pass the rai from shevtim with the rayomotz. Over there, it's a fitting proof from the Shoft, Basque Shoft, but the Bayomas, Retzich wegen der Yitzius, Schitzatal. Over there, Bayomas talks about how the dew goes out and squished out from the Giza, from the shearing over there. So, that fits over there, which we want to talk about squished out, that is squeezed out. Something is running there, but we're not talking about how it's being squeezed out. But by us, where we want to say specifically that there's an act of koivish beis hashchita, which is the act of zirika, equivalent to zirika, by the behema over here, we have to say the pasuk of mitz apayim over there, it gets squished out. So based on all this, we understand why Rashi explains koivish beis hashchita. In the Mzelbun Dibra Maskil, Rashi says it in the same opening are heading in the Rashi, Bamshach to the Rai from the Lishenis Uchulu, as a follow up to the proof from the languages that Rashi brings. Varndosis Negeya Laguf Perushay, because this is important to his commentary where he's trying, since he also is intending here to explain, as there be nimtzo is al yidei kvisha, that this nimtzo comes through squeezing. And therefore, these psukim support that idea of squeezing to an action, which Rashi is trying to tell us over here, that it takes the place of dizrike. Okay, so that is because Rashi wants to say that koivish. But then the question becomes, why do we have to say take that is by squeezing the Beis HaShechita, and that's why Rashi brings these rayas in which there is koivish? Why doesn't Rashi say that maybe that the blood comes when you're banging it or something else that he wouldn't need? Hey, this is what I'm going to explain now. It's blight over nit verstandig. Why is it important to emphasize that the mitzvah adam is dafke durch kevi beis hashchita? That how is the blood squeezed out by squeezing the beis hashchita? Because the father of Rashi bringing dafke did say psukim. Now that's why Rashi has to bring both of these psukim. Or nit durch anander peula. Why do we mind if it would have been through another action? We're bringing down the that nimtza is kovish beis hashchit, and that's why we bring out this psukim. Why is Rashi specifically intent on just saying that it's kovish? So the shleimer apiha now. So based on what we said before, the squishing has a direct result that the blood is coming through the squish, as opposed to, which is similar to the zirika, as opposed to when it runs on its own, it doesn't match up with zirika. Second side. Since Rashi learns that the vinimtza is in the place, and it's similar to the sprinkling, hazal hamizbeach, hazamizbeach, is mistaber as the pulos hamadim intrushesir. So it's logical that these acts of zrika and the lack of a nimtzo have a similarity amongst themselves. Und das ist dafke ibes wird getan durch kivish. The similarity can only be if it's done through squeezing. Kivish beis hashchita. Dam was geit arois durch klappen. If you have blood that is a result of banging, ukiyitzebe, by mitzav yitzidam, which you say the blood of the juice of the nose is blood, which is the banging of the nose will get blood. It is nit beoifen. It's not in a way as the dam kumt kisede durch sein kisede kipulo. It's not in such a way that the blood keeps on coming through the banging. Sein klappen chulu, the banging is goyim das cholos haitzia, that causes the beginning, so his nose starts to bleed from the dam. Then the blood just runs on its own for a while. But when we talk about liquids that come out when you squeeze them, let's say if you are milking an animal or similar, is the hepshach haitzia from the mashke? So how does the mashke keep on flowing? It's from your constant squeezing. You have to keep on squeezing. You know, it doesn't just flow on its own. Since the service of the blood being sprinkled is bimikoim, is in this place of the sprinkling and the throwing and the sprinkling, which comes fully. The act of the coin threw it. The riber doesn't flow by it. He throws it. The riber learned Rashi, and that's what Rashi learned. That this is also true by the bird when we squeeze it. You have to squeeze the beis hashchita so that it has the full act of the person that is doing it for the flow. Just like the zrika is the whole thing, is the koyin, so that even what follows after the first squeeze should still be or the first bang should still relate to the act of the squeezing. So now, in Vav, the Rebbe is going to give the lesson of the initial Torah. So, first of all, so that this idea of the carbon has to be brought to the person by himself. When a person brings a carbon as an atonement, that's sort of a lesson. Even a carbon oila, which comes also partly as an atonement, even though it's a gift, but it comes for a chait, for an mitzvah saseh, it's still something that the person is sort of giving himself over and realizing that what's happening to the carbon was supposed to happen to him. So this is the message we're going to see now, is how it relates to the person. The wine of Torah that there is in this Rashi. It's known that Rambam says with regards to the services of smetut mit hakorban, that you do with a korban. Because it's mechaper oifun odom, that it atones for the person. So he says, as der mensch darf trachten, that the person should think, kichoto lelekov begofe venafshes, since he has sinned to his God, to Hashem, with his body and his soul, and he is fitting for him that his blood should be spilled and his body should be burnt. Hashem took an exchange. Hashem agreed a substitute, which is domei da carbon, the blood of the carbon, tachas domei, instead of his blood, nefesh tachas nefesh. So das is euch der teuchen einien, was mis makrim dem chelav a carbon v'domei v'mizbech. This is also the idea of the concept that you offer the fat of the carbon and the blood on the mizbeach. This is from all korbanos. So all is totally on the korbanos. What does it mean when you bring a korban and you bring the fat and the blood? The fat and the blood represents the pleasures and the strong, fiery desires said by blood. By a person represents the pleasures, which is the chelav, and his excitement, fiery excitement, dam, that's blood, that he needs to sacrifice avegem some eberstun to give away to Hashem. So on the river, and therefore, I'm seeing from Ashton su karbonis when we are concluding over here the first category of the karbonis, for stating the Torah, which is in the Torah, which is the karbon oilo, this is the burnt offering. And here, even though an oilo is a gift, but was Rabbi explained this oilo is machaper, oilo is atones a mitzvah aseh alav shenitach l'aseh, whether it's a positive mitzvah that a person violated, or even if it's a prohibition, but it has been attached to an asei, and which there is no malchus over there, there is no korban chatas, there is no korban chata, but there is a korban oila. So there is an atonement. So therefore, is Rashi medayi by the nimtza domei, when the pasuk nimtza domei by zrikas adam, was in them is the ikra kapara, sprinkling of the blood. The main kapara is the sprinkling of the blood on the mizbeach. As that inyan hakapara from korban bashtet in them. How does this consist, the carbon? It consists inyan hamitz kvisha, means to squeeze yourself. The skafia umbitlum for zayin mitzias, the squeezing, which means the negation from one's mitzias, from one's self, from one's feeling, being his own entity, mo mitzias, umdemult hadam is matzev yurid. So then the blood squishes out and descends. As verta uzgi kvetch to gate from him avek, it squeezed out of him and it leaves him. That koch, this fire that he has in taivas oilu in the desires of the world. Und der fart bringt Rashi l'shoin mitz apayim. So the Rashi bring down the juice of the anger. While in them inyef mitz apayim yitziriv, in that concept of mitzapayim yitziriv drip tzuch ois beremes, in a hint way it expresses the toichen kloli for nachet, we're doing tshuva on the chet, the korban. So this expresses the chet, And the way to do teshuva and get the atonement for the sin, as will be said. So that is expressed by the mitzapayim. The mitzapayim expresses that, how to accomplish that. Zayin. B'negei tzukas. So here we're going to talk specifically about the avera of apayim, of anger, and the mitzapayim. So as far as anger, Zohar Hazal, our sages of blessed memory tell us that kol hakoyus ki'ilu oivin avodah zarah. One who gets angry is considered as he would worship idols. Umvider Alter Rebbe is masbir. The Alter Rebbe explains why is it so severe, as if he would be worshiping idols. When a person gets angry, he loses his belief. The belief leaves him. For maybe would get gloyt that does come meis Hashem. Had he believed that this is all coming from Hashem, then he would not get angry. He would accept it. So it means, why does he get angry? Because he loses his amunah. He doesn't believe that Hashem makes everything happen. Does haste. The minyan akaz riktzich ois, that in the idea of anger, it expresses the obgerissen kite from Eberstein, how you are torn away from Hashem. Kilo ovid avid zorah, as if you're doing ovid, you're worshiping ovid zorah. But das is doch the nekuda von Allah Vedas. But really, all sins, a person does a sin, he becomes detached from Hashem. The Alter Rebbe is masvir, the Alter Rebbe explains, through every Avera that one violates, if a rotzen ha'elyein, that you violate the wish of the Supreme, at the time you become detached, ripped, torn away from Godliness. Main vidurchen chet von avodah zarah, similar as it's by the sin of avodah zarah. And this is the pirush pnimi from siyum hakosuf. And this is the inner meaning of the end of the pasuk. Mitz apayim yotzei riv. So, mitz apayim yotzei riv means like this: durchen avodah. Vertariv mit Nebishtin. You become separated from Hashem, becomes an argument with Hashem. Every Aveda. Mit Nebishtin, not a Yois. So why is it connected? Only anger makes a Riv. But a Yois is by Kas, it does bad Goshe. But by anger, it's emphasized. Both and by little, because you're getting angry, so we can see that you don't believe in Hashem. So nitvi ba'adra avedas, it's also that you get torn away from Hashem, but it's not as open. V'mezetas norba b'shtimta avedas tedkila avedas zorah. Only by specific avedas we say it's as if you're worshiping avedas zorah by kas, even though any avedas is like getting detached from Hashem. But more so, the emphasis is more by kas. The riber verdos gizok by mitzapayim. That's why over here it says by mitzapayim yoytzei riv, this makes a machlokes. But dort nish dos begilik, and then it's open. So, kas, mitzapayim, anger, brings to an argument with Hashem. Shasayid brings a korban to tshuva v'der aveda. When a yid brings a korban, and he does tshuva for this aveda, Oich demos, in another way, is mitzapayim yitziriv. The mitz of the anger makes a fight. Over here we're talking about anger on the Yitzhahara, makes a fight with the Yitzhahara. Nordan is dos boifu von koivish kaiser. Mitzapayim, he's holding back his anger. Koivish kaiser. Hanal. On one hand is controlling himself. That's unoich. And also, margiz yitzatoyv, on the other hand, to get the yitzatoyv angry yitzahara, so that would be an expression of anger, or holding back the anger, either way, or expressing the anger by having the yitzatoyv angry the yitzahara. When Meklolus says, Batshuva if yedar aveda. So this, by every aveda, we have this idea, was that is koivish mevatesh dem yitzahara, that you are holding back, you are conquering, and you are banging mevatish the yetzer hara, that brought you to violate the wishes of the Supreme and become torn away from godliness. So what is the mitzvah payim? Yetzirim becomes an argument with the Yetzirah. And through them is Euch Yetzirim with the Yetzirah. He brings a argument with Yetzirah. So the mitzvah payim, anger kol hakoyis, or any avoda, brings you on a fight with Hashem. Or the other hand, when you do teshuva, the mitzvah payim, the anger on the Yetzirah, or conquering the Yetzirah, brings about a riv with the Yetzirah. When the farshtei da payim moshon ab, that's why it says payim in the plural. Their kaas, both of the kaas was bringed. Them riv mit neibish rachman l'tzlan. The anger which brings to an argument with Hashem, literally kol hakoyis kilu avodah zarah. When the kibush hakaas and then the conquering of the kaas lafrushi to separate zichalei miyisur from the yisur. Shasa tshuva was a korban. At the time you do tshuva was a korban. You conquer the yitzhara was bringed. The Merim mit Yetzer that brings that argument with Yetzer. Ches. Now here we're going to see that that squeezing needs to come eventually to the level of Ishapcha and has to be a continuous squeeze. Koivish. It could be a question. Since on his own, a Yid has no connection to an Aveda. As the Alter Rebbe says, Ayid niter vilu niter ken zayin of gris van lukuz Ayid, neither wants to nor is able to be torn away from godliness. Undos vos Ayid fal durch in an Aveda. And the fact that a Jew fails in an Aveda is dos aninyen fun an lila mitzad lamayin l'kav yachol. That becomes sort of a Hashem starts up with him. Hashem makes it, there's like a lila stam, a lila, it's just a complaint, a forced complaint. Mitzad Hashem is, because Hashem is the one that causes him. Because a person himself is not shaykh to that. Mitzad l'maylak of yachol, it means Hashem causes him to sin. That's why we say nobody will get pushed away, because it's all Hashem's fault at the end. Safe, but yet need tshuva tom. Because we'll do teshuva. Because the Yid himself is doesn't want, is not able to be separated. So why was it necessary that there should be that descent and that obscurity, the blockage that comes through the sin? If that is Rashi Mamshich, that's what Rashi continues. Ke'ofas amatz, was gate of the mcholov was mis meitzitz from the tzeinu bakar. So Rashi continues that the matz is no longer there, the fat that you squeezed out of the tzeinu bakar. So in other words, you come to a higher level that there's no more those fats in the tzeinu bakar, those haste. Those was kumta reis from their schita v'kiddush, not them. No. So it becomes like cholov, it becomes. Which means that those was kumta reis from the mschita v'kvisha, what is the result of what's squeezed out and what's pressed? Nogdam aser tshuvikiton is kedugmas in hachalov. That's like cholov. It's the change around, like milk, because milk is a change around. Milk is like blood. Dam nekav nasa cholov. And yet it's permissible to be eaten. That means that's the level of ishapcha. Through this we reach the level of ishapcha. Cholov mitzad atzmei. Cholov in of itself is the kasal kadaitach from Torah Shabbos. There was a thought in Torah, which is true, as which means, in other words, it has reason. This is actually true, as cholovot gedarft zayin osur, that cholov should have been prohibited. Mitzadem was tam nekam nasa cholov. It's the blood that becomes nekar, and it turns into milk. So basically, that's blood. Odem mitzadem menachai. It's like a limb from the living. The milk should be prohibited. Nor toiret b'chadosh gwen, but toiret came up with a novelty. As thus is muter, that it is permissible. Biz as thus vertanim nochem mishabech Eretz Yisrael. This becomes a aspect with which we praise Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Zavos Chol Vodvash. was those weist of them inyan funis habcha. That shows turnaround from cholov, which should be not used. Now we make it. This is the praise of Eretz Yisrael. Azach was habitoy lehotos kedar zayin osur. Something which, according to the Torah, should have been osur is those the Torah matir and oichem shabeich. The Torah not only permits it, but actually praises them all. Eretz ovus cholov udvash. So similar way is in the spiritual matter. The kavona from the mitzapim paim yitziriv. What's the point from the mitzapim to make the river the yitzahara? Why do we go through all this? First, the person violated the sin, which is given there from the river, and that caused the argument legabe the meibishten that the person was in an argument with Hashem. When the Nogdom Koivish Kai said that when he conquers his anger on the Rivetin Yitzhahara. So what's the purpose? Is to live the minyan of his kafia by his habcha. That is because of subduing and turning around Ibermachen Demra Aif Toif. That is to change around the bad for the good. That's what happens, his kafia and his habcha. Through tshuva, verzokten tanya dem taich from posuk, as it says the tanya translation of the verse, kol paul Hashem lemanehu, Hashem made everything for Himself. Vegam rosha liyoyim ro, also that the rosha should make his ro into yoyim. Pirush yoshu medishay, he should return from his evilness. V'yasa rasha liyoyim, he should turn his evil into day. Va'oir Lamailo and to light above. So that's the purpose of all this, is to turn things around. Durch them, Bertrech Nechoyach LaHashem, it becomes a pleasant aroma for Hashem. Nachas Ruach for Nebishn, it becomes a pleasure for Hashem. Dvorim Chamrifim and Mechomotzim. The Tanya also talks about the fact that there is sharp or sour food. But if you dip him and you're very well prepared, they turn into delicacies, delights to bring back to the soul. It becomes so great for you. That's the turnaround from the negative, from the other side, from the riv with the Eibishter to the riv of the Yetzer Hora, which brings about this change around and the glory of Hashem goes in all the worlds, which is Shabbos Parshas Vayikra Tovshin Lamed Vav.